Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
What happened?
Make America great again.
What it means.
Lifting you up.
What's next?
We're going to fight like hell, I'll tell you right now.
Full results and post-election perspective on The Bob Rose Show. The 2024 Election Station. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
You have to be very pleased in some ways, but maybe not as pleased as you could have been, especially with Alachua County. What do you say, sir?
I think that's pretty accurate. I'm proud to announce that the Republican turnout looks like it rolled in at about 88% of registered Republicans yesterday, which is absolutely historic.
Wow.
And I'm real proud of the turnout there for all of us, and I'm sure... kudos to you for helping do your little part as well. Overall, it looks like Alachua turnout was 83%, which is also historic. The previous record was in 2020 that was only about 75% back then. So we really blew that out of the water by, I guess, 8 points if you do the math. So, yes, we're super excited about the where we were able to contribute and get some victories. But yes, admittedly, I'm a little disappointed in some of the local initiatives. I thought we had some great candidates, had some great campaigns going on, and yet still just come up a little bit short last night.
Yeah, I think one of the big ones probably had to be Emery Ganey, who has had such a long, great career in law enforcement. He helped to clean up situations and issues with other sheriffs' offices. He was appointed by the governor, and he just has a fantastic track record. It's very clear that people that work for him, many of them came back to work, that have a lot of experience, and that's pretty rare. They came back in a strong showing, but I guess the actual voters in Alachua County, it wasn't enough, although it was razor thin, the margin. Do you know whether or not it's at the point where it will be an automatic recall, Tim?
I don't believe that there is an automatic recall in place, okay. Statute per se here in Alachua County, but I'm not totally sure. I know that there will be a canvassing of certain precincts and that sort of thing, but those are already things that automatically happen anyways, regardless. Yeah, I am real disappointed with the sheriff race, admittedly, and I think we'll have to see in a few months because. If I'm not mistaken, there's still a lawsuit with that Chad Scott is involved in. I also believe there could be a stack of resignations on Chad's desk when he takes office at day one, and that's going to be a real letdown for the people of Alachua County at large, from a crime standpoint. And he may wish that he didn't win the race, at that point, but we'll just have to see on that.
Is there some legal things that are hanging over his head? And I can't honestly say I'm fully aware.
I believe there is. And if I'm not mistaken, it was kicked to the district court north of us in Lake City. But it was primarily focused on Clovis Watson originally. And I think he was just kind of caught in the net with regards to that, to some of that. So I don't know that that story is completely written just yet.
Okay. All right. Well, always appreciate your time, and keep up the hard work, Tim.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
All right. Tim Martin, Republican Executive Committee, Alachua County.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.